First off, good evening to everybody. I would like for you to turn to the book of John, the 20th chapter, beginning with the 19th verse. And the first thing I would like to tell you this evening is to praise God that you have the Word of God. For whenever I was walking with Jesus, I didn't have His Holy Word that I could open up and look at. You have God's Word. You have it this evening. And why we do not want to pick God's Word up and read it on a consistent basis, I don't understand. And I'll just be quite honest with you. I don't understand. Because I walked with Him. I was on this earth with Him. And I'll get to who I am here in just a little bit. But praise God, you've got something that is marvelous, that's outstanding, that can lead and guide and direct your life every night. Amen to that. Praise the Lord for that. John 20, beginning with verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, when the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad that when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he saith unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my fingers into the prints of the nails, and thrust my hands into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again the disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold thy hands, and reach hither thy hands, and thrust into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, yet have believed. And many other signs, and I'm going to read the rest, and many other signs Jesus did, truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Right there's enough to save the world. Amen? Right there's enough to believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this evening, I come with thanksgiving in my heart. I want to thank you for the opportunity that I have to stand before this congregation. I praise you for that. I ask you, Father, now to go with each and every heart here this evening. I pray that they would be receptive, Lord. I pray that whatever said and done here this evening would be for the upbuilding of your kingdom, for your glory, and for your honor. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I would like to thank your pastor this evening for the opportunity that I have to speak to you this evening. I would like to do that. I want to tell you, I've been told that people identify with me. You know, like that? Maybe after you hear my story, maybe you'll identify with me also. Maybe you'll do that. Now I know there's a nickname for me. And that nickname is Doubting Thomas. You've heard it, right? No doubt you've heard that. You know me by my nickname. That's fine if you want to call me that. That's fine. You can call me Doubting Thomas if you want to. You can do that. But actually, I want to tell you something this evening that really doesn't fit me. That really doesn't fit me. But you know what? And I talk to folks about this sometimes, you know what? But I want you to understand this evening why it isn't. Maybe all of us have doubts in our lives, right? Every one of us will have doubts in our lives from time to time. Our faith will kind of shudder from time to time, so to say. Am I right? You see, really, you're no different than I am, right? Sometimes your faith kind of stutters a little bit, kind of stumbles a little bit. And that's what I want to talk to you. The only difference with me was, and maybe some of you is, I expressed my doubt openly. I did that. I expressed it openly. Maybe some of you have doubts. Maybe some of you here this evening, your faith has kind of faltered a little bit. But maybe you won't say it out loud. Maybe you won't say it out to where other people can hear what it is. But you know what? I did. I did it one time. I let it know. But you know, I found out it's all right to ask questions. Amen? It's all right, because you know what? There are wonderful, wonderful answers to your questions. We can find them right here in this Bible. Amen? We can find them in the Word of God. The same Word of God that you are privileged tonight to hold within your hands. I hope and pray that everybody has one at their house. I hope and pray that you pick it up. It's not a dust collector. I hope and pray it's something that God has given you to read through. Amen? Jesus never once reprimanded me for asking a question. Never once. He would simply answer them. That's how Jesus would do. He would simply answer the questions that I asked. You know, he wanted to answer my questions. And why? To help me increase my faith. Now, I want to tell you something this evening. The God that I serve, if your faith kind of stumbles sometimes and kind of comes weary, and you know, you think to yourself, you know, my faith's a little weak, I'm here to tell you this evening that the God that I serve and the God that you serve wants to help you to increase your faith. Amen? He wants to do that. He is a God that's like it. He's not here to reprimand you. He's not here to put you down, to make fun of you. There's a lot of people out there that would try to do that. You ask them a question, and you know what? They want to try to make you feel about this small. But you know what, brothers and sisters? Jesus never did that to anybody. Every time he answered, he wanted them to understand and then to increase in their faith. And you know what? He wants to do the same for you right here this evening. Amen? He wants to do that. The big mistake so many of us make is we keep from asking questions. We do that because we're afraid people are going to think that, you know what? I've been a Christian and I'm asking these questions. And you know what? What are people going to think of me? Can I give you just a simple answer this evening? Don't worry about what people are thinking about you. Worry about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Worry about what He wants to do in your life. How He wants to help you to grow in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you an instance. I had a few times that I asked questions. But I'm going to go over a few of them with you here this evening, folks. And you know what? One of the first ones was whenever we were at the Passover supper, what you might call the Last Supper, right? You might call that. And you know what? We all became upset because Jesus was talking about how that He was going to die. He was talking about that. And you know what? He told us, and let me read to you out of this Word of God. And He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house or many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again." Amen? "And receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." And He was telling this. And when Jesus said He was going away, and whenever He said that we knew the way, I just had to interrupt Him. I interrupted Him. I said, "Lord," He said, "I just had to," I said, "Lord, we don't know where You're going. We don't know how to get there." And I thought it was an honest question, right? I thought it was an honest question. And you know what? Jesus didn't rebuke me. You know what He told me? He said, "I am the way. I am the truth." He said, "And the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by Me." And you know what? Then I understood. I understood He was going to pave a way for me. And praise God, I got some better news for you this evening. Not only me, Doubting Thomas, He paved the way for you. Praise the Lord this evening. Listen to me. Because He paved the way, He said He was the way. Amen. He didn't say He knew the way. He said, "I am the way." Aren't you thankful that I asked that question? Yeah. Are you not thankful that I asked that question this evening? Are you not thankful that I asked Him about that and He told us that He's the way? Yeah. You know what? Praise God this evening. Praise God. He's got all the answers you're looking for. Amen. He's got them. You see, I wasn't a doubter as many people think I was, right? I wasn't that way. I was always seeking the truth. Can I tell you something this evening? Are you seeking the truth? Are you seeking it tonight with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind? And if you have questions to ask, you know what? Ask them. If you have doubt in your heart, if you have something going on in your heart that you don't understand, ask. Ask. Don't be afraid. You know what? I've had people tell me all down through my life, there's no stupid questions. You know what? There's no stupid questions. You know why? Because what? We can get our questions answered if we're willing just to step out by faith and ask. Amen? I want you to see, you know what? I was loyal to Jesus. You understand that? I was loyal to Him. I was even willing to die with Jesus. And you may ask yourself, where did that take place? Where did that take place? Well, I'll explain it to you. Remember the time that our good friend Lazarus was dying? Remember that? Remember whenever Lazarus was dying? And when we heard about it, we tried to talk Jesus out of going. Remember that? Because there were people there who were trying to kill Him. They were going to stone Him. If you remember, if you read that over there, in John 11:8, when he saw Jesus had made up his mind, you know what? He said it was going to go anyway. You know what? Let us go also that we may die with Him. That's what Thomas said. That may sound like a sarcastic statement to you, but it wasn't. I was willing to go and go with Him. He was going into a place where there was danger, and I was willing to go and be with Him. There was no sarcasm involved in that whatsoever. I knew there was danger. If He was going to face His enemies, I was wanting to go with Him. Amen? Of course, when we got there, Lazarus had already been dead for 4 days. Amen. You know the story. You know it. Praise God. Any hope of Jesus in healing him had long since passed. My main thought then was for his sisters, to comfort them, because they were my friends. That was my main thought. But I'll tell you this, I to this day have never forgot the conversation that Jesus had with Martha. And you know what it is. Amen. Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died, Martha said. And you know, Jesus told her, thy brother shall rise again. Amen? She didn't quite understand what that meant right there, but she did a little bit. Martha responded back, I know that thou shalt rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Then Jesus said unto her, that resounds throughout eternity. Praise God. He said the words, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, he shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe that this evening? I want to tell you something this evening. You believe in Jesus Christ? Like I believe in Jesus Christ, I want to tell you something this evening. You're not going to die. They'll put these old bodies in the ground one of these days and your spirit is going to live on. Amen? That's what's going to happen, brothers and sisters. You're not going to die. Praise God this evening. Because He is the resurrection. He is it. Praise God. I am thankful I was there to hear those words. I'm thankful I said I would go with Him. Even if it was going to mean the death of me and Him both, I was going to go with Him. How about you this evening? How about you this evening? I admit, though, I was a little more than skeptical whenever I heard Him tell Him to roll the stone away. Amen. I was a little more than skeptical whenever I heard it. When he said, Lazarus, come forth, and the hair stood up on the back of my neck. And then you know what happened? There was a rustling come from inside that tomb. Amen. And guess what happened? You know the story. He said, there come Lazarus, standing out there. And Jesus said, release him and let him go. I want to tell you something this evening, folks. If you're bound down for what's in this world, if you're bound down what's going on, I want to tell you something this evening. Jesus Christ is telling you to release and let you go. Because He will do that. He'll set you free from the things that are bounding you in this world. He'll do that. For that's the kind of God we serve. And then one more thing I want to talk about. This is where I get my nickname. Doubting Thomas. You know that? You know what? It was right after Jesus, right after he had been crucified and put in a grave. And you know what? And they were telling me that he was risen. And I told them, I'm not going to believe unless I touch his scars. I'm not going to believe it. But you know what? He appeared to the disciples. He appeared to the rest of the guys. And you know why? Because they were in a church. They were gathered together. And you know what? I am still sorry to this day that I was not at that service that night. You know why? He said, and I haven't missed one since. Amen. I have not missed one since. Because you know what? I missed something that night. I missed the moving. I missed our Lord and Savior coming upon the scene. Now can I tell you, can I be just loving with you this evening? Whenever you miss going to church, whenever you miss going to be in God's house, there's a chance that you're going to miss the moving of the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen? You're going to miss something. You know what? You're going to miss something that God may have for you to have, and you did not want to come and be with it. And I missed it that night. I'm going to tell you, I missed it. Jesus come upon the scene, and I wasn't there. But you know what? It wasn't too much longer. It says it wasn't just almost about a week later. You know what? He appeared to him again. And guess who was there? I was there. Amen? And you know what? He come on the scene, and I see, he told me. He said, put your hand to touch these scars. See, look at everything it's on me. Look at it. And you know what? I said, my Lord and my God. Because why? Because you know what? My faith, my sight, my faith and sight became one. But you know what he told me? This resounds for you folks tonight. Better are you that wasn't there and didn't see and still believe. Amen. Amen. That's you folks here this evening. That's who you are this evening. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you're blessed tonight. You're blessed if you've accepted him into your heart. Praise God you are. I'll tell you what. I know they may call me Doubting Thomas, but you know what? I had questions. And you know what Jesus did for me? He answered them for me. You know what I think I am? I think I'm a seeker, Brother Jamie. I believe I'm a seeker. Are you a seeker tonight? Are you really seeking the truth of what God has for us in our life? Are you seeking that this evening? Praise God. I tell you, if you're doing that, if you can say that truly in your heart this evening, I'm telling you, Jesus can move and work in your life. He can do that. Only he can do that through the Spirit of God. Amen. Praise the Lord this evening. Please, the next time you read about me in God's Word, you know what? Yes, it's okay to call me a Doubting Thomas, but you remember, I was a seeker. I sought out the truth, and praise God, I found it in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. As they come and get a song this evening, I want to ask you a question tonight. Are you seeking God with all your heart, soul, and spirit? Are you doing that? I'll tell you what, he wants to do that for you this evening. He wants to do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.